it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
And this weekend, the Swans, the Giants, Saturday Arvo, live on SEN 1170.
How good. We've got a very special guest on right now. Really appreciative of his time on this Tuesday morning. One of the stars of the Swan squad. They are flying high. So too the Giants, sitting there second and third on the ladder behind the unbeaten Geelong. Will Hayward, welcome to Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy. But it's Matt Russell filling in for Brandy, if you can follow all of that.
Morning, lads. How you doing?
We're doing exceptionally well. Now, look, one of the angles to the story that we get you on, so we're all in draft talk at the moment. One, the NFL draft, I don't know whether you follow that, on the weekend, 750,000 people went out, crowd watching it over 3 days. Rugby league's never been able to get the draft across the line. You were picked up in the draft, going all the way back, South Australia born and bred, picked up by the Sydney Swans. Can you put us back in your shoes at that time? Were you willing to go anywhere to play, or did you have preferences? And when the Swans picked you up, were you Sydney? How you going?
It was the draft. It's actually a really, like, obviously nerve wracking experience for everyone. But you don't have a choice, and you know, most kids just want to get drafted. So I was the same. I was, you know, just be grateful to go anywhere. I wasn't expecting too much to get picked up by Sydney. The first time I spoke to them, they just absolutely gave it to me for, you know, just being a little skinny, naive kid that didn't train hard. So the list manager there gave me a bit of a spray, so I thought, all right, there's no chance of going there. But, obviously funny things happened, turned it around, and here I am.
Okay, so you're nearly a decade into life in Sydney. What's the worst part about living in Sydney? What's one part you thought, geez, I wasn't expecting that?
Probably housing prices or rent prices. Yeah.
Traffic at times.
Traffic's not too bad. We're in the east. I'm just in Bondi and we train at the SCG, so I don't really leave there much.
And conversely then, Will, the positive side of it, what's the best part about living in Sydney that when you were leaving North Adelaide you didn't see coming? What's the attraction here in your eyes?
Oh, I think apart from the beaches and the lifestyle is obviously the highlight. You know, we get a train at the SCG, we've got the awesome facility, so the list goes on and on, but the beaches still lived up to the hype.
Now, Will, just because you have got experience, let's just wrap up the draft chat. You as a player support the draft because you can see it does good things for the game. Would that be correct in saying you can see it's for the betterment of the game, for the good of the competition?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think the draft's great.
There you go. Yeah, as we've said, it's got to be very carefully written, because we always said in rugby league, well, yeah, it is for the good of the game, but it is a restraint of trade, and there you go, it would never hold up in court. But AFL doesn't seem to have that problem. You know, you just accept it, and it's for the betterment of the game. Now, let's bring to the here and now, Will. I've already gone early crow. See, I've gone Swans, Giants, grand final. It's going to happen. I'm not giving you the bad juju. Right from the start, behind closed doors, do you talk grand finals? Do you talk about what the society is possibly capable of achieving this year?
It's very much a weekly focus. You don't look too far ahead because you can't. Like, any team on any given day can win. So, you know, you put your energy into the opposition you've got that week. You know when you've got a good team and there's confidence, but you can't take anything for granted and let your confidence, you know, get too far ahead. You've still got to stay grounded.
Oh no! Well, I was going to say, Will, what you're saying is you haven't noticed that Collingwood's like 3 wins from 7 and Brisbane are 2 from 7. That there might be a little opportunity this year. That's a few teams that.
Well, that's,
you know,
that's what I mean.
No,
any team on any given day can win. It's a perfect example of it. Any team can win.
I'm trying to pin you here, Will. I'm trying to pin you here to have the clickbait headline. We will win the comp.
I know what you're trying to do.
I'll settle for "We will flog the Giants this weekend." Will, you're going to give us that headline?
We'll have a red hot crack at them. They're obviously in really good form, very good side. But the Battle of the Bridge is always a good game, so it'll be a good watch for anyone coming out.
Yeah, now on a serious note, on the top of the table, Geelong do look very impressive. You know, 7 from 7, and that win over Carlton, I thought was outstanding. So, you know, there's a fair benchmark ahead of you. Let's be honest, there is a fair benchmark, and Geelong are setting the pace and deserve to be where they are.
Yeah, they are. They're a really mature side. They're really well coached. Excuse me. And they've been the benchmark for a long time now. They're ultra consistent, so. Yeah, they're the benchmark, and it's going to be good to match up against them when the time comes.
So, Will, what's pleasing your team most about its form heading into this Battle of the Bridge?
I think at the moment we've got a really even bunch of contributors. You know, we've got guys running off half back, inside mid getting it done, and a real good mix up forward as well. So, I feel like we're dangerous all across the ground, but you know, at the same time we've got a real want to win and a real competitive edge to us.
Hopefully that's on show this weekend. It's a great game on paper, Vossi. Great game.
Yeah. One to finish for you. We'll always open to questions on the text line. So by coming on this program, you put yourself at the mercy of the listener who may fire in a question. And a question comes in. Would you consider coming back to Adelaide? Would you be keen to go back to Adelaide sometime in your future?
I'm sort of going through all that stuff at the moment, but I'm in talks with the club, and so the manager and everyone else looks after all that. I honestly try not to stay too involved in that and just let whatever happens. But as I said, love Sydney and the lifestyle here.
You're a good man, Will. Thanks for being a good sport as well on the program. But no, really appreciate your opinion on the draft. As a man who's been there, done that, been part of it, set off to Sydney, and now a supporter of it, can see it for the good of the game. All the best to you and the Swans in particular this Saturday. The game you can hear on SEN, Swans v Giants.
Thanks, lads. Get the draft going in the league.